Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. You tell me that all the time. Pam Danziger is pretty excited. She's all on Twitter about being here with you, too. Pam is a nationally recognized expert on consumer marketing and psychology. She has her own marketing research firm, which is called Unity Marketing, which she founded in 1992 when she was only 12. She's the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Also, Let Them Eat Cake. Also, her new book, I think the title is simply called Shopping. Pam, welcome to the show.
Nice to be with you today as we start the shopping season.
you know, Pam, we're pushing the envelope just a little bit here. You want to talk about shopping today, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I have a little story to tell you. And I haven't told in my audience this before. For my birthday in May, my daughter says, what would you like for your birthday, Dad? And I said, well, I'll tell you what, honey. You can either give me $100 or you can spend the day with me. Which would you prefer? Well, I know how tight she is with her money, at least when it comes to spending it on me. And so she took the second one. So we've only recently gotten around to spending our day together. And so I took her brother on our day. I took her brother to see graveyards of, you know, took him all the way back to see some great-great-great-great-grandfathers. We had a good time that day.
Yeah.
She says, Dad, we don't have to go to graveyards, do we? I said, well, what do you want to do? She said, we could go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what we did on my birthday day?
Mm-hmm.
We went shopping for her.
Right.
Where did I go wrong? That took a nasty little turn somewhere along the way there, Pam. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you.
I feel like I wanted to say, did you get the license number, you know?
Yeah. I'd much rather walk down the aisles of a mall store than in a graveyard most often. So, but no, it's in my book we talk about people who love shopping. I mean, people who find shopping part of their fun. It's one of their favorite recreational
activities. When you say people, don't you really mean?
Do you know 70% of Americans rate shopping as one of their fun recreational things to do? So the majority of people, you know, look at that mall or look at the local shopping center as one way that they entertain themselves and have fun.
When you say those people, when you say people love shopping, don't you really mean women?
No. It's a gender neutral activity.
It is.
Yes, it is. It's just that men and women shop in a different way.
They do now, shop differently, don't they?
Yes, they do. And you know, it's funny. My husband is just an avid browser of Barnes & Noble. We are in Barnes & Noble. I swear, there's 7 days in a week. We are usually
That's. I mean, I get that. I get stuff like that. But
we're shopping.
Well, okay.
It doesn't
all
have
right.
to be just at the Nordstrom's or the Neiman Marcus to count.
Well, you know, I'm guilty of visiting eBay from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm checking out the golf clubs there, you know, things like that.
Right.
So I admit to that, but it's not like an avocation for me.
Well, you enjoy it, and that's the thing. I mean, it's not the only thing that you enjoy, but I mean, that's really what's interesting about the psychology of America. I mean, and think about it. We really don't, you know, adults don't have that many, places to go. We can go to the museum. I mean, after you've seen the local historical attractions, how many times are you going to go back to that? You know, you can go to the theater or to concerts, but the mall is really what attracts you on a regular basis. It's always open. It's always available to you. The weather's usually as good inside.
You know when
it's
I like
what
to. You know what I enjoy, when I enjoy shopping. When we go to we travel somewhere, and we find like an old town setting,
mm-hmm.
and I like to go in the old shops.
Right.
When, for example, if you ever go to Europe, you know, find the old town part of those cities, and go in those shops. Those are cool places to go. I mean, that's not just a shopping experience. That's a historical experience.
Right. Well, that is the experience, though. You see, it's not just shopping. It's because they have something bigger to tell you about, and that's one of the characteristics of the shops that pop. I mean, that's what in my new book. It's written for small business people who have stores and are, you know, just tearing their hair out. But how do I compete with Walmart and Target and Macy's?
We've got to focus on the experience, not on the stuff so much, right?
Right, exactly. It's all about how you sell it, not why you, or not what you're selling.
Hold on to that thought, Lynn. I'm sorry, Pam. Lynn was last half hour. This is Pam, ladies and gentlemen. Pam Danziger, and she and I will be right back. We're going to talk about how to make sure that you're providing your customers with the right stuff that they want, and it's not necessarily what's on your shelf. It might just be you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be afraid just as long as you stand by me.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, and her brand new book is just out this week, isn't it, Pam?
That's right.
And tell us the title.
Well, it's called Shopping Subhead, Why We Love It and How Retailers Can Create the Ultimate Customer Experience. And that's what it's all about, because, I mean, the main theme of the book is really, it's not so much, if you're in retail, it's not so much what you sell, but how you sell it that makes the difference. So
and it's not even just retail, Pam. It's any small business. I tell them the key to success in small business, I've decided, is not giving people what they need, but giving them what they want.
Exactly.
Because
you're going to lose when it comes to need all the time.
Because we've already lost that war.
That's right.
Need is associated with a price war, and that war is over, and we lost.
That's right. We sure did.
People will pay more for what they want, won't they?
Exactly. That's the finding in my whole investigation in the luxury market, is that if you really hit that desire point, people have, you know, a tremendous amount of money, and we are an incredibly wealthy country. I mean, you have to just kind of understand. I mean, even people at the lowest margins of society enjoy lots of luxuries. And so we really are a wealthy country, and we can make those decisions. You know, and now the gasoline is like, you know, $2.25 a gallon. We have more
disposable income. How sick is it that we're excited about gas being at $2.25 a gallon? How sick is that?
I know. But,
Pam,
you know, it helps. So,
one of the things that the experience. I want to come back to this experience thing.
Yeah, and we were talking about the shops in Europe and small shops anywhere you go that are kind of intriguing. And
I don't need an experience, but I want experiences.
That's right.
I go to when if we travel somewhere and we're taken to a nice restaurant, or we take someone to a really nice restaurant, someplace special that we've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
We don't anticipate great food as much as we anticipate maybe building a memory.
Right. That's right.
We want that, don't we?
Right. Well, you know, it's like you can't take away the human element out of this thing. And I mean, the simple fact is, and your mother told you this, and it's the absolute truth, all the material goods in the world are not going to make you happy. What makes you happy are experiences and relationships and connecting with, you know, those you love and your friends.
And having those memories.
Exactly. And
memories what's a memory worth? I mean, think about this. The moment of the experience could literally be a moment.
Right.
But the memory of that could be a lifetime.
Right.
What's that worth?
Well, it, you know, in my new book, I profile a number of stores. I mean, one of the things that we talk about in the book is about shops that pop, shops that are really, really special and extraordinary. And I've you know, from my research of these, about 20 stores that we looked at that are really poppin' stores, I found 7 qualities that they share. And one of them is really is this kind of curiosity factor that it makes you curious. You have to continue down one aisle and turn the corner and go down the next. And I profile stores like in Rapid City, North Dakota, in the Black Hills, there's a store called Prairie's Edge, and it is in an old historic building, and it features Native American art and artifacts and crafts, and it's a museum that you can touch, really, and experience and learn about the Native American culture, which we've lost, and that is just a magical place to go. Another place we profile is the Williamsburg stores in the Marketplace Center, which sell a lot of Williamsburg recreations and authentic reproductions, but it really is all part of that overall experience. So you can experience 18th century early America, and that really, and you can make those special experiences in your store. There's another store called Nell Hills in Atchison, Kansas, where she's got 3 now small stores. She's taken over the whole downtown area, basically, and nobody lives in the town. It's only 10,000 people. People drive an hour to get to her store. Now, anybody in retail can tell you, you can't make a business when you have customers that have to drive an hour to you. But she's done it because she makes her stores an experience.
It's compelling for them.
Absolutely.
They want to recreate that experience. And think about, folks, think about your own lives. Think about the restaurants you want to go to, the retail stores you want to go to, the wholesalers that you do business with in your business. Why are you doing business? You know, Pam, every one of us, whatever we sell, somebody can do the same thing almost for 8 ways from Sunday within a half a mile or a click away.
Right.
Why would they buy from us? Only because they want to do business with us.
That's right.
They don't have to do it, do they?
No, it's true. And, you know, that recognition of how there are so many perfectly acceptable substitutes, the companies that I work with, so many of the product manufacturers I work with, think that their products are unique. And it's like such a delusion. It's not the truth.
What do they think? This is 1955 or something?
I don't know. But, you know, and a lot of retailers, we see a lot of retailers like Macy's making a big deal about their store brands, their captive brands. But it makes very, I mean, that doesn't mean anything to the consumers.
Some people go the other way. They would rather have, you know, not brand. They like the upbeat stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
and the counterintuitive things.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what?
Pam,
we want to march to our own drummer.
Exactly. Not me. Yeah. No, I would never do that. Hey, yeah. Pam, give us your website, please.
Okay, the website is unitymarketingonline.com.
And the new book is called Shopping. Is it now available wherever books are sold?
Well, I hope so, but I know you can get it on Amazon. BarnesandNoble.com.
But if there's a God in heaven, they'll be everywhere, right?
Yeah,
stand by.
Right. Well, ask your bookstore to order it.
There you go. Pam Danziger. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including the new book, which is simply titled Shopping. Now, Pam, I know you're just busting at the seams to talk about Christmas. Getting ready for Christmas.
Well,
I know you just can't wait to talk about that, so go ahead.
It's my favorite time of year.
Who is our favorite time?
Well, again, I say the 70% of people who look at shopping as fun and recreation. So, and if you can keep that kind of fun attitude when it comes to Christmas shopping, it'll help you a lot. And,
so
and
what do we need to know to get ready for?
That's, in fact, one of the things that our research shows us is that people this year are shopping earlier. 25% of the people who are going to give gifts have already started their shopping and spent about $200 already.
What are they doing? How are they shopping, in person or online? Do we know?
Well, you know, it really is more, at this stage, it's more in-store, and it's happening upon, you know, a good display, a good price. I mean, people are always kind of canvassing the area, looking for something that's appropriate. And characteristic of people who are seriously into gifts, and there are, you know, I'm not one of those people, but I know there are a lot of people who are, they will have a closet or they'll have a room set aside where they can buy and stash gifts that they will use later on in the year, and that's what they're doing.
Well, you know, it's October. That's awfully early to be shopping. I mean, I know the women really get into Christmas shopping. I don't. And I say the women. I'm talking about my women.
Right.
I don't get into it much. I start shopping about like the 22nd or the 23rd of December.
Right. Well, that's the way. But that causes stress. See, it's a lot easier
It only stresses the people who are waiting on me to give them things. It doesn't stress me at all. But they know that about me, and they're worried, you know, that I'm not going to meet. Or maybe, you know, I'll get sick or something. I won't be able to make it happen.
Yeah. You talked about it earlier. You made this arrangement with your daughter, and it wasn't about buying a $100 gift. It was about spending time with each other.
Right.
And you surely can turn this whole materialistic focus of Christmas on its ear. And that's what we try to do in my family too. Is that we have all the material things that we need. So we really try to spend time together and do things that are, you know, fun and exciting, and go to a concert. My son is a musician, so we'll take him to a concert, and that's so much more meaningful.
What about going shopping for people who can't shop for themselves? What about going shopping and buying things for people and making a family event of that for people who don't have the money? They're less fortunate, and buying them the things that they need. What do you think about that idea?
That's a very nice thing. And you know, there's almost always various charities in the neighborhood. And I know our church always has something for, I think it's more buying gifts for children of inmates. And that's something that we do. There's always some opportunity, and you can really make it bigger than just, you know, another sweater or another pair of socks,
right,
which can be pretty tacky. But if you want to talk about what's going to be hot this year, I'll be glad to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that.
Because people are going to be buying gifts this year, and you know, the tried and true gifts are going to do fine this year, and that would be a lot of the recreational entertainment videos. Yeah, and sporting goods and things like that, and toys, clothing, accessories, and jewelry in particular is going to be a very strong item this year. The jewelry retail market is doing very, very well, but it's the small specialty jewelers, not the K's and the
What about for guys,
in
though?
The mall.
What about for guys?
Oh, for guys, it will be entertainment software and hardware. Now, that would be DVDs and videos and so on, and the nice.
But everybody gets the benefit of that. I mean, what about stuff that guys use that only they get the benefit of, like golf balls and things like that?
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting this year is that video games and, you know, DVD games are really not going to be hot this year. So that's
really
not a hot thing. You know what's going to be a big happening category, which has been strong all, you know, through the last couple of years, and it's going to be even stronger this year, is those gift certificates. So I know you like sporting goods, but I wouldn't have a clue what brand of golf clubs or golf
balls. So you're going to send me a gift certificate, aren't you?
I would send you a gift certificate. And you know, the retailers that package those gift certificates with a real gift, too, whether it might be a keychain or something real, are going to do so much better. And that's why I point to Barnes & Noble, because they combine their gift cards with four pieces of Godiva chocolate. And what could be better?
Exactly. That's where I'm buying my next book. Hey, Pam, give us your website again, please.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
The new book is called Shopping, and can they find out more about it on your website?
Yes, I certainly can.
Unitymarketing.com. Thank you, Pam.
Thanks so much.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be Monday. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.